Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having Rick Matheson back on the show. Rick is the author of On-Demand Brand 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success. He's one of the top digital marketing experts on the planet, and he's here to talk to us about some things that are coming up and coming at us in the future, some marketing technologies and some resources, maybe some channels. So definitely some good ideas on where you and I are going to be going after this year. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Rick, I've been, for about 12 years now, I've been trying to get my audience head out of the 20th century into the 21st century. I've been saying 21st century, 21st century as often as I could. Right. Because I just think that it's important to realize that not all of what we learned in the 20th century is now obsolete, but an awful lot of it is. But now my attitude is if you're not in the 21st century, I can't help you.
Right.
But I am trying to get people to go to what I'm calling the second decade of the 21st century. And I think it's important to delineate between where we've been and where we're going that way. And I just think that there are going to be some shifts that are happening right now that will significantly delineate the last decade from the next decade. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. The end of this next decade is going to look completely different than the end of this one, the first one.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and I think you're absolutely right. And I think it's happening even on smaller ships. I think already, between 2010 and 2011, I think there's going to be some significant changes in the way small businesses are using new technologies. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that these shifts are happening on many levels in many different sectors of life, of society, politics. Look at the shifts we're seeing in politics, and partially because of technology. I mean,
that's
one
right.
of the things that got Barack Obama elected 2 years ago was social media.
That's right.
They wore social media out. David Plouffe and his lieutenants literally wrote the book on social media for politics. But let's talk about one of the things I know you want to talk about today are some of the new capabilities, some of the new tools and technologies that we'll be using in the future. Talk to us about this.
That's right. So over the course of 2009, 2010, really all the buzz in social in small business has been around social media, right? I mean, it's been sort of the buzzword
mm-hmm.
in 2010. But by early 2011, small businesses are going to want to start taking advantage of at least three different emerging technologies that can really, really make an impact on their bottom line. Probably the most important of these right now are QR codes. I don't know if you've heard that term before.
Tell us more.
It's quick response codes, so QR codes. So these are little symbols that you can place in your print ads or your direct mail or even local television spots or brochures or even your telephone book ads and flyers so that when someone trains their camera phone on them, they can instantly do things like, depending on how you have it set up, access your website or have a promotional.
So this is an app that would be on our smartphones.
Typically, today you have to download an app to be able to access these.
Right.
By next year, it's probably going to be baked into most mobile phone models. Yes.
So you're saying if I'm watching a television show, and it's got this little what you call digital response,
it's a QR code,
quick response code. Can does it scan that? Does it
yes.
take a picture of it, or what does
yes.
it do?
You train your camera phone at the symbol and press the button, and it will capture that information and essentially goes and accesses information off the web and delivers whatever it is that it's programmed to deliver to your mobile phone.
Now, there's a program out there that will allow you to take a photograph of an invoice or a bill and with an application, and it's like if I took you to lunch, Rick, and you actually made me buy, I would take that ticket, take a picture of it, in this app, and it would put that into the, you know, it would send that expense bill to my expense to my accounting company, firm or whatever. But that's an actual photograph. Are you talking about a barcode scan kind of thing?
It's essentially a barcode. It's a 2D barcode. Yes, you've got the idea. So it will go access whatever content is associated with that barcode and deliver it.
Think now, about this, folks. And this is going to be available to small businesses, isn't it?
That's correct. It's very expensive today to run programs using them, but the price is coming down very quickly. And by, I'd say, Q1, 11, Q2 at the latest, it's going to be very accessible to small businesses.
Wow. Folks, pay attention to that. I hope you're making notes of that. QR code, a quick response code, and you can put it in on print, in television, and online, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the impact of this really cannot be understated. I mean, for the first time now, all your communications become interactive. I mean, your print advertising becomes interactive. Your direct mail becomes interactive.
Right.
Your brochures, your business card, everything.
Talk about a call to action opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, this is integrating traditional and digital for small businesses.
Wow. This is a shift.
It's a major shift. And, you know, Bluefly, the online jewelry brand, they just started running them on television spots. So now you can just aim your camera phone at your TV. And it's so much easier than any other way. Never again is someone going, what was that company I was going to look up or that website I was going to check out? Now consumers can respond to your offers right at the point of impression, not the next time they're back at their computer or, you know, near a telephone. So, so that's really the first big technology for 2011 that small businesses need to look at. The second is a little bit more advanced. It's called augmented reality. I don't know if you've heard this term.
That sounds like my life.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's technology that is really amazing. It creates the illusion of a 3D holographic image that appears right before your very eyes when viewed on your computer screen or the screen of your mobile phone.
Say that again.
Yes, so it creates the illusion of a 3D holographic image or video appearing right before your very eyes as if you could reach out and touch it.
Wow.
Now, they work very much like QR codes. They're called AR markers or augmented reality markers.
What is their purpose?
So if you place it in a print ad or a brochure, it can call up different information. So Best Buy.
I feel like I'm watching Star Wars. Star Wars or Star Trek or something.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's exactly the same concept. It's Princess Leia saying, you know, we need you,
Obi-Wan. So it's a demonstration, basically.
Yes, it's a demonstration.
Best Buy. How about that? Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Rick Matheson after these messages. I told you we get smarter when Rick joins us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.